Are you ready to give your car the royal treatment it deserves? Look no further than Desmarais Detailing, located in Dover, Delaware. At Desmarais Detailing, Desi is more than just a car detailer. Desi is a car enthusiast who understands the value of sparkling, clean ride. With Desmarais Detailing, meticulous attention to detail, Desi will make your car shine like it's fresh off the showroom floor. Desi uses techniques to ensure every inch of your vehicle gleams with perfection. From exterior washes to interior deep cleans, Desmarais Detailing offers a range of services tailored to suit your car's needs. So why settle for anything less than Desmarais Detailing LLC? You can find Desmarais Detailing services and book an appointment right from their Facebook page, Desmarais Detailing LLC, or give Desi a call at 302-531-8890. Desmarais Detailing, where excellence meets every detail. Your car deserves the best. Choose Desmarais Detailing LLC.
When can we get Boss Lady out of the attic?
It's usually halfway through the week.
So here she is.
Your host of Halfway Through the Week, Deb LaMotta.
Okay, you can applaud now.
Okay, here we are. I am Deb LaMotta, and it is halfway through the week, and it is April 3rd. That's right, it's April 3rd at 8:01, 54 degrees here in Dover, Delaware, and it has been raining here for the last 3 days. I was ready to get the paddle boat out earlier today, but it finally stopped. But there's a lot of puddling and ponding and all around, so it has been crazy with this weather. Hopefully you all have had less rain wherever you might be. All right, guys, so I have posted today that tonight's show is in support of Sintel Gospel Music and his mom, Deborah. Deborah underwent surgery today for breast cancer. It was a long day for the both of them. I do know Deborah's out of surgery, and she should be in her room shortly, but hopefully she is there now. Sintel has kept everybody up to date on the progress of this very long day for the both of them. Let's see. We all, you know, and again, we've all been in a place where, money can be tight, especially with the way that the economy is, and don't even get me started on insurance, medical bills. But nonetheless, it is what it is. And Deborah has a long road of recovery in front of her. And Sintel is going to be her caregiver. Such an awesome, awesome guy. His mom is a sweetheart. And, it's going to be a long road. So with that being said, if you go to the R2RB broadcasting page, you will find under events the one for tonight's show. And in the description, there's a link for the GoFundMe fundraiser for Sintel and his mom. And please take a minute to donate whatever you can. A little goes a long way. And I know Sintel is listening. Sintel, we love you and your mom. We wish the best for you, a speedy recovery. I know tonight may not be, one of those nights. It's been a long day for you guys, so hopefully you get some rest. And Sintel, you, like I said earlier, you have to take care of you so you can help your mom. So again, everybody, if you can take a minute to go find that GoFundMe page. It's also on Sintel's page as well on Facebook and on the R2R broadcasting page. You can find the link there. So yeah, just take a minute and, do what you can. And you can text me tonight at 302-272-5389, or you can email me at info@r2rb.com. If you'd like to do a shout out for Sintel tonight, please text me. I've got my phone right next to me, and I certainly will read whatever text messages you are sending. I already have a few to share tonight with people reaching out with well wishes for them both tonight. Oh my goodness gracious! Yeah, it is definitely halfway through the week. I shouldn't complain tonight. I have been on vacation since Thursday afternoon, so I've had a long stretch, and even with the rain, it's been nice to take some time off. I work in a school system, so it is spring break for us, and which is nice because at this time of year, the teachers definitely need a break. I know that firsthand. I have 4 children, and if any of my grandchildren are listening, I shout out to them all. Gosh, going to go down the line real quick. Sure, why not? We've got Junior, Chase, Madison. We've got Michael, Bella, Tyler, Killian, I miss you, and Liam. And we have Kaya and Mason and my newest grandchildren, Luna and Giovanna. Yes, twins. So if somebody counted for me, can you let me know how many grandchildren I have? Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's fun. I love having the grandkids. So with that being said, let's play some music, because then I'll be back. And this is Sintel from his new EP, Baptize Me Deep.
Baptize me
Baptize me deep. Hi, this is Dave from Couch Boy, and you're listening to Halfway Through the Week with your host, Deb LaMotta.
Sintel, that is such an awesome song, Baptize Me Deep. People, if you're listening, please go find him, like him, share him, download, buy and download his music, and go to whatever platform you listen to your music and stream. So yeah. Who am I? For I know I have some new listeners tonight. Well, I am Deb LaMotta. And how did I end up here on a talk show? Long story short, I'm a wedding officiant, then started a podcast, and then started a talk show, and then I started a second talk show, and then I somehow ended up following a lot of indie artists, and I wanted to share their music and do the little bit that I can do here at Out of the Attic on Wednesday nights, Sunday nights, and halfway through the week on Wednesday nights. I'll get my days right. And that's how I ended up here. I share as much music as I can. I interview as many artists that I can and share that here on the R2RB network on Halfway Through the Week. On my Sunday show, I usually do women entrepreneurs. So it's been quite a ride, and also creating the R2RB network with my business partner, Ron. It's been a journey. I have my own journey to share. So that's where and how I have ended here. And I have to say, the indie artists are some of the most supportive people that I have encountered, that I have gotten to speak with, and that I have even gotten to meet. And everybody is just always there for each other. And so I couldn't think of a better way to help Sintel, or to support Sintel, I should say, is by dedicating the show tonight to Sintel and his mom, Deborah. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about Sintel and his mom, who has just finished undergoing breast surgery. And she's done remarkably well. And hopefully she's in her room resting. The last I got a text from Sintel, she was on her way to her room. So they are in our thoughts. They are in our prayers. And I have some well wishes to share with them as we go through the show tonight. All right. I'll be back. His Theory, Journey Home. And that was his theory, The Journey Home. And as I said before, that was Sintel's latest from his EP, Future Revelations, Baptize Me Deep. If you have a chance, go purchase his new EP, wherever you purchase your music from. I certainly did today. I got my music. The Journey Home from his theory. I sat down. We were Zooming it. Charles is in France. I'm here in the States, but I interviewed Charles this past weekend, and what an amazing journey he has had, and I'm so excited to be able to share that with you coming up on April 24th. My interview with Charles of History will be joining, or I will be sharing the interview April 24th, and I will be rebroadcasting it as I do when with those from across the pond, and there's such a time difference, big time difference, then I will play it, rebroadcast it in the afternoon on the following day. So stay tuned for that. And that leads into, I want to read to Sintel and his mom. Charles had sent me this message to share with them. There comes a time when a boy and his mom have to be strong and go through difficult situations. There are different types of people handling these differently, but one thing I know for certain is that both Sintel's mom and Sintel himself are extremely tough and having a huge heart, which can move their world and make everything better. I have no doubt that your unconditional love and prayers will help you get better quickly and enjoy life together with the most beautiful of smiles on your faces. This is also for your entire family being around you in this moment, and everyone in our indie community thinking, praying, and sending all good vibes that we can. We'll make tomorrow a world where we can all smile and think of this as yesterday's memory, and nothing more than a memory that brought all of you and us together. All my love and courage to Sintel's mom, you're brave and beautiful, and to Sintel for accompanying you through this as the best of sons. Oh, absolutely, Charles, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you sent that. I was a little late getting my message out to everybody, but nonetheless, you pulled through. And Sintel, we do love you and your mom, and those words from Charles are just awesome. All right, folks, we are supporting. We're here to support Sintel and his mom. If you go to the R2RB Broadcasting Facebook page and to the events, I created an event, and in the description is the link to the GoFundMe page for Sintel and his mom. If you go to Sintel's Facebook page, you will also find the link for the GoFundMe on his page as well. So, yeah, just kind of hanging out, playing some music, talking about Sintel and his mom, and all the great music that I get to play. Did I ever think I'd be doing this? Oh, hell no. But I'm enjoying it. It's life in Delaware for me, and if it helps as an indie artist, then that's what I like to do. So I'm going to keep doing it, for a little bit longer. I do have days like, all right, I'm done. I've got so much on my plate. I can't do it. Don't want to do it. And then it's like, okay, fine. I will figure out a way. So that's what I've been working on this week. You can help me out. What should I do? I'll be back.
Go home. The party. must be losing my mind. I just wanna go home. When the kid with the gun says you all better run, I hope that I make it home. Hello, I must be going, 'cause this violence is ongoing. Don't take it too far, but I must depart. I'm afraid I must be going.
High Stronger. Wow. I listened to that earlier, and there is just something about that song, right? Hi, Lou City. Hi, ay, ay. I like that. Before that was Jay Luke. I Just Want to Go Home. Hey, Jay, how you doing? Oh, my gosh. I don't know about you guys, but I'm enjoying the music tonight. You're welcome. Oh, man. Yep. It is Wednesday. It is halfway through the week. It is April 3rd. It's 52 degrees. It has warmed up here in Dover, Delaware, after 3 days of stinking rain. Oh, my God. It's enough to make you depressed. But, oh, well. You know, we're all going to be saying at the end of August, oh, my God, it's so hot. Ah, yeah. Can't win, can't make us happy. There's always something. But that's all right. We're all good. We are here hanging out, supporting Sintel of Sintel Gospel Music and his mom, Deborah, who has undergone breast cancer surgery today. They said they got it all. It hadn't spread. It was a long day of surgery and a long day for the both of them. So I'm hoping that Deborah is in her room and is resting. And Sintel and Deborah, we are sending our good vibes, our thoughts, prayers, and everything else that we can possibly do to support you and to get you through the next several weeks. Again, R2RB Broadcasting, if you go to the event page and find the event for tonight's show, in the description, there is the link to the GoFundMe for Sintel and his mom. And you can go to Sintel's page and also find the GoFundMe. You can just search GoFundMe and it'll come up. And either places, you can go to the page, donate whatever you can. As I had said in my opening, between medical bills and insurance, the economy, we are all short. I know that. I'm speaking the truth, but, you know, whatever little bit you can, it all adds up. So, Deborah and Sintel have several weeks of, a lot of work to be done in recovery. And, I know Sintel's taking some time off. And you all know how that is. So whatever the indie artist can and do support, go do it. Go do it. You guys are the best out there. All right. So who's up next? Oh, well, you know, I am so grateful to Asphalt Jungle C. Stevens. He always comes through. And then I have Rain of Fire. So I have both these great musicians coming on tonight. I am so happy to have them both. I'm going to get C. Stevens on the phone, and then we're going to get Rain of Fire on with us. So, yeah, tonight should be kind of fun. I have talked to C. Stevens several times. It's always a fun time, and I am looking forward to speaking to Rain of Fire tonight. Yeah, it's all good. I got all my notes all over the place. Okay, so what am I going to do? I am going to play this message for Sintel and Deborah from Bone Locker. So, and then I will be back. I'll get a song going after that. And then we will talk to C. Stevens. All right, I'll talk. You listen.
Hey, Deborah and Sintel. It's Chris from Bone Locker. Just want y'all to know I'm sending you love, support, well wishes, and most importantly, prayers from down here in Texas for your surgery today. I pray that your surgery goes well, that you heal up quickly, and that Sintel takes good care of you during your recovery.
Yeah. the safe side.
So why can't you take your love away? I believe in all our promises. I thought we are accomplices. So why can't you take the pain away? I thought we are, I thought we are.
And I am back. I'm Deb LaMotta. This is Halfway Through the Week. And with me tonight, I have C. Stevens of Asphalt Jungle. How are you, C. Stevens, tonight?
Oh, Deb LaMotta, my number one super fan. I couldn't be better.
Oh, my good. Well, we were just talking off air that, of course, I've been saying that it's been raining here in Delaware. I didn't realize that it was snowing where C. Stevens is.
Chicago.
I wasn't going to mention it, but all right. Chicago. It's been snowing all day.
I miss Texas.
I'd miss Texas, too, with snow on April 3rd. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Speaking of Texas, that was a nice shout-out by Chris from Bone Locker.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. I know I did. This is why I'm taking this week to try to put all my brain back together and figure out what I'm doing. I did get my message out a little bit late to everybody, but for those who came through, I appreciate that. And C. Stevens, he just skipped everything else and decided to be live on the show with me tonight. So it doesn't get better than that.
Right. And his theory, that was a great.
Oh my God.
Thing
by
him.
And he is so cool. We had a great interview this past Saturday. That'll be airing on halfway through the week on April 24th. So that was, he was great. I enjoyed that.
I cannot wait to hear that.
Yeah.
Because he is comical on Facebook. Oh, is he ever funny?
He is. And We laughed through the interview as well. And then it takes a twist at the end. So everybody's got to stay tuned for that because I wasn't expecting the twist and of the plot when I thought we were done, we weren't. So it took on a whole different meaning on the interview, but that's all good. So what have you been up to?
Well, you kind of know, putting the finishing touches on the upcoming EP. So
that is so
working
cool.
Hard on that. So yeah, I'm excited about this. I really am. The songs are coming together so well. I'm just happy. I am so happy. Mind you, it's going to be a little different than what people are used to, what I normally put out. But the reason the album is the EP is being called Destination Unknown is because I was torn on which way I want to go with the future music of Asphalt Jungle. And, well, you know, I need to go back to my wheelhouse, and that's just the straight-ahead rock, you know.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man. Well, I've been able to get, you know, to listen to bits and pieces of the songs that C. Stevens has going to be releasing for that EP. And you guys, it is awesome. Awesome.
You're making me blush.
It is. Oh, my God. Yeah. And it's definitely different. And I've really enjoyed the bits and pieces that you share with me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I really am. Because, you know, my wheelhouse is the early style Goo Goo Dolls and the Warrant, the Poison, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's my wheelhouse, and right? I do. I love playing that kind of stuff. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I think that's the destination's been set now. It's not so unknown.
That's good. Good. Well, yeah. I mean, we all need sometimes to kind of sit down and sit back and kind of go back to your basic roots sometimes to see where you need to be in the present time.
Right. And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I know you've probably seen everybody tagging each other to give their 20 albums that were influential to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And the funny thing is the ones I've been doing, they aren't the ones that were influential to me per se. They were the ones that were my parents were listening to, A-Track and LP. So if it wasn't for those, my parents being so musically sound and encouraging music listening as a young child with that stuff, I never would have ventured out on my own to the Goo Goo Dolls, the Saigon Kick and all that other stuff that I love, Brother Kane. And that's why I've been posting stuff like The Ventures and, you know, B.B. King was one I did today. And there's going to be one for Alan Parsons and all that kind of, because without that stuff, you know, I like I said, I never would have ventured into, my own stuff. So that's where I went with my 20 albums.
I have been enjoying everybody's, albums as they posted because I go, remember that one. Oh yeah. Not that I'm old, but oh yeah, remember that one. It's like, oh yeah. It's like, it's just a whole been, you know, nostalgia with all the albums everybody's been sharing. And some of them, you know, for me anyway, it's like, oh, I forgot about them. Like, oh, how about them?
Right. And right? It's funny because even when I was sitting down thinking about it and getting all the album covers together, I went back like memory lane. It was going back through memory lane going, wow, I can remember. Like, okay, the other day I did the Deep Purple Machine Head. I can remember as a four-year-old, my dad used to be big into Mopars, you know, the Super Bees and the Roadrunners and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And so we'd be driving around town in this hot, you know, muscle car and with Machine Head playing on 8-track, you know, so wow. That's a great memory. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
That's a great memory.
It really is. Yeah. And that's the thing about music, right? I mean, it'll take you in all different directions. Good memories, bad memories. I've said this before. If you need to cry, I'm sure you got a song that'll do it for you, or a song that makes you happy. So, yeah, just reminiscing through all that music has just been awesome.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. So,
yeah.
And I think my ride is only getting ready to start with the EP coming out. So.
Oh man, do you have a release date yet?
No, I don't. I think the first single will be coming out sometime in May.
Okay.
And then I'm going to release another single, and then I'm going to release the albums probably about July.
Okay.
Something like that, somewhere around there. Yep. So I just want to set it up kind of nicely, you know.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you'll have to keep us, you know, in the loop and keep me in the loop so we can follow you and keep track of you.
I'm doing one thing that everybody's told me I need to keep doing, and that is taking my time. In the past, I have rushed things. In fact, I mean, you played the hell out of America, and thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
I even rushed that one. You know, it could have been better, you know, in my opinion. But it's doing well. I'm excited. It's doing well. Three weeks is already over. It's already over. It's coming up on 5,000 streams.
Oh, I saw that. That is just great. Oh my gosh! Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So, oh, and the man. Video did very well on YouTube. Very well.
Oh my God! The video, folks. If you haven't seen this video of America from Asphalt Jungle, you got to go find it because. Did you put that one together?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. I do all my own videos unless I otherwise say, you know,
The
only other videos that have been done for me is by Mama's Mating Studio. So.
Oh, right. Oh my God. Yeah. That was awesome. The photographs that you had and put them all together were just, those were phenomenal.
Yeah. I wanted to keep to the original song. And that's why I put those photos in there of Ellis Island, you know, all the things of Ellis Island and other people coming at the turn of the century. And I thought that would be kind of cool to still, kind of do that.
Absolutely.
And do it in a black and white.
I love black and white. My dad was a photographer. It was a hobby of his, and he loved black and white photographing, and I loved his photos. Even though after a while I got tired of him photographing me all the time. It's like, Dad, stop. Enough. But just coming through Ellis Island too, just memories were not memories for myself, but my grandmother who had come to from Ireland through Ellis Island when she was, I think she had her 21st birthday here.
Wow.
Yeah. So just seeing the pictures of that and thinking about that that was awesome. That was really great.
That was cool.
All right. Well, C. Stevens, tell us about this song that I'm going to play for everybody from your new EP.
Yeah, this little teaser we're going to do tonight.
Yeah.
This is a song called For Now. It will be track 4 out of the 5 tracks that will be on the EP. It's about relationships with people, not just like girlfriend, boyfriend. It's relationships with people and how they can go sour, but you've got to stand in the moment, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just keep on moving.
I like it. All right. Well, don't go anywhere, folks. You got to listen to this song. And when we come back, it'll be C. Stevens, Asphalt Jungle, and Joe from Rain of Fire. And I am so excited because I have not spoken with Joe before. And so we are looking forward to that. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. am Deb LaManna, and I am back, and we are halfway through the week on April 3rd at 8:47, and yes, it is 51 degrees here in Delaware. Yes, C. Stevens, I'm sorry you have snow. Not. Right? I also have with me, and which I'm so excited, I have Joe from Rain of Fire. Joe, how are you?
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Deb.
Oh, you are more than welcome. So I just want to, you know, shout out one more time, because tonight we are all supporting Sintel and his mom, Deborah. Deborah has had surgery today for breast cancer. It was successful, and she should be back in her room and resting. So we all hear from R2RB and from everybody that I've talked to sends their well wishes, prayers, and everybody's thoughts.
Absolutely. Big prayers to you, Sintel, and your mom, Deborah.
Yeah, ditto, my brother. Ditto, my brother. Seriously.
Absolutely. All right. So we've talked to... I still have C. Stevens, which I enjoyed speaking with. But Joe, so what's going on with Rain of Fire these days? What's coming up next for you guys?
Well, we've got a new single that's just about to be released. It's called Call of Vikings. And we've been working on it for quite a while. It's probably been 10 months since we released Desert Caravan. And Call of Vikings is the sixth song installment in a concept album that we've been working on for a couple of years.
Wow.
We're kind of taking our time. We're all originally from Chicago, kind of where C's at. And but the rest of the band is in Las Vegas, and I'm in Florida. So we do everything virtually. So we all share files. And so it's a little more time consuming than being in the same room and rehearsing together. But because we've been musicians together on and off for the better part of 30 years, we're pretty well versed in how each other works. And so we're really dedicated to, you know, to making the best music we can, taking our time at it. The most recent song, Call of Vikings, probably has a total of about 80 tracks to it. So it's a monster song.
Wow. Yeah, I read on your website about, you know, you guys being in different areas and doing the file sharing. That's a big undertaking. Holy schmolies.
It is, but now we're so used to it because we've been doing it for a few years. And we're really kind of committed to staying true to this concept for the album. And the idea is based on a soldier who gets wounded in the very first song. And he's somewhere between death and insanity. And so each song is basically him experiencing what would be equivalent to another past life. So we're kind of crossing into some areas of like an Eastern philosophy, Western philosophy.
Wow.
But in Desert Caravan, his realizations are very Christ-like. He's going through the desert on a desert caravan, dying of thirst from the heat, and it comes to a recognition of his eternal soul, and that it's the fire that's burning in the night and leading the way for him, and it's the flame and the heat that he's feeling. It's not the desert. It's actually his own eternal flame. It's his eternal soul and eternal flame. So it's kind of a cool crossover of Eastern and Western principles and philosophies, and I'm deeply Christian, so I really wanted to make sure as much of my Christian faith came through in what we're doing too. So,
wow.
See, I envy guys like you, Joe. I really do.
Thanks.
Because I can never write like stuff like that. I can't. I write about puppy love, so you know.
But considering, brother, that's where most of us live. You know, I mean, we spend more of our time enjoying life instead of digging deep into our souls. So that's a great place to be, and that's why I love your music. It's a great escape.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Both of you guys. Absolutely. I mean, I just love that whole idea of crossing over and bringing it all together and telling the story. That is just phenomenal.
I cannot wait.
It's been a lot of fun for me because, you know, as the singer, I get to write the lyrics. So a lot of the storytelling is left to me.
Wow.
Rob Chrisman is a guitarist, and he's kind of the genius behind most of the music. He lays the template for what we're going to build upon.
Wow.
And then Pete Bartolome is our drummer, so he does all of our mixing and mastering, so he's our sound engineer. And he and I played together on and off for 30 years. We played together in a band called Strychnine. Rob and I played together in a band called Geneva. And Jim Davidge is our bass player. He's also a tech guy. He does all the computer stuff. And he and Pete played together in a couple bands back in Chicago, too. So we've all had a deep involvement with each other musically for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, and it shows, because then you have the end result of, Desert Caravan, when you can... you know, go and record separately and then bring it all together, knowing each other's kind of ins and outs of, you know, how you all do your own thing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a fun thing. It is a fun thing whenever you connect musically with somebody. The people who know my music have seen Mike Abel pop up here and there on some cover tunes that we do.
Oh, yeah,
Mike is in England. Yeah, Mike's in England. And he, you know, yeah, so I give him the idea of what we're going to do for the cover song, how we're going to go after it. And believe it or not, he's always sent me one take. And every time the first take is, he gets what I'm doing. We did Metal Gods by Judas Priest. And I said, okay, dude, you're doing the solo. He's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, you're doing the solo. I said, at the end, we'll bounce back and forth with each other. And yeah. he gave me his solo and he gave me the bounce back and forth part and it was dead on to what I already had down.
Wow.
it was crazy. Yeah. We worked so well like that. And of course, Sarah, who also was in England, she's in the band called Sarah and the Others. She did that version of Voices Carry by Till Tuesday last year for me. And, you know, she was apprehensive about doing it because she doesn't do a lot of rock, you know. And I was like, girl, you're made for this. And she was. She was made for it. Well, she did an original on this upcoming EP of mine. And it's one that's very close to my heart. And I just knew me singing it wasn't going to nail it. And I asked her to do it. And again, one take, boom, boom, boom. I got all her vocals awesome. Down.
Oh, yeah, my God. Awesome.
I love it whenever, like you said, you know, you zone in with people. It doesn't matter how far away you are.
Right.
With today's technology, if you zone in on each other, you got something special.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? You know, because it used to be that you had to reach out to your own community. You had to be within, like, you know, 15 or 20 miles or it probably wouldn't work. And now you can reach across the globe and work with people that you don't even know. And
exactly.
But you have that music connection. You have that deep-seated, you know, connection to your soul to music, and that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. Because like you said, you know, back in the day, you know, 15, 20 miles around you, you're lucky to find one person.
Right. Right.
That you can you are musically, you know, connected to, you know.
Yeah.
That it was hard back then. It really was.
Sure.
I love this technology now because it, like you said, you know, it you can find somebody to really connect with now.
Yeah, you don't have to compromise because these people live in your locale.
There's the word compromise. Yep.
Yep.
I know that one all too well.
There you go. Oh my God. Yeah, and then well look what you end up with. You end up with such music that, you know, I don't think you could really do if you were back, you know, like you were talking about working with local people. You have such a big arena now to work with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And I'm constantly, like even with you, Deb, I mean, you know this, I'm constantly going, hey, check this out. Let me know what you think. And, you know, Rob from Anger Overdose, you know, Kurt from Crypt 13, whatever. And I'll bounce them the tracks, and they're like, maybe you should do this and this. And it's like, oh, yeah, the light bulb goes off. So that's great to be able to do that with people. Because, you know, Rob's in New Jersey, and, you know, yeah, Kurt's right here by me. But still, it's so cool to be able to do stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's another one of the things I love about this community is, there's no competition. Nobody's trying to undercut anybody else. You can throw an idea to somebody and they're going to tell you, hey, look, man, why don't you try this instead? And so collectively, all boats are raised by a rising tide. I love that fact.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are so true about that.
And it's a win-win situation. When you're supporting each other. I mean, it shouldn't be any other way because you all are individually, you know, so different in your own genre or the music that you've put together that there is no competition.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in an entirely different era than we grew up in. I'm an older guy. I'm 59.
Yeah.
And I can remember when the industry was dictated by a small collection of AR guys, you know, record labels,
right?
Radio stations, or the conglomerates that owned the radio stations.
Exactly.
And if you couldn't get into one of them, you had no way in.
No,
you had nothing
none.
You could do.
Yeah.
You were just playing gigs.
You were dead on the floor.
And even today, even still with the record companies, it's still – whatever is the hot topic at that moment, they cookie cutter everything. And I can't stand that.
It's formulaic. It's got to be 3.5 minutes. It's got to be radio friendly. And it's got to follow a specific pattern.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then we're not going to take it. So I love the fact that artists and small, internet radio is kind of seizing back control and really opening a lot of opportunity for artists who are up and coming or artists who have been around for a long time and just never got the opportunity, and for listeners to finally tap into something that's not formulaic.
Exactly. And to be able to listen to all types of music. And Sintel, right. I keep repeating what Sintel had said a couple of weeks ago about, you know, you have to listen to everybody because you're going to find something right. you like in everybody's music.
Right. Right. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you got to take it and grab from it too, you know, and that's the one thing I love about it. Like you said, you know, I've always branched out in a lot of areas that people just look at me and go, really? And when they see my record collection, you know, but still, I do it even more now with the indie community. I listen to so much stuff in the indie community that I normally never would have listened to in the first place.
Exactly.
But I'm getting inspiration from it. That's what's right. so cool about it.
Right. Same here. All of yeah. the old school stuff that I lived and died by, you know, record collections that I'd had for decades, I don't even listen to anymore. All I'm really listening to now for the last year has been this indie community.
I would say 80% of mine is too.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, there's a couple that I still listen to a lot that from my collection, but it's because for some reason it gets my juices flowing. But
yeah, right.
the other 80% is the indie community. And I have written songs off of, I've ripped some people off, you know, in a way, you know, Larkin Poe was one. I'm sitting there listening to one of their songs, and this riff came to me, and I wrote the song called "In the End." And then another band, Richie Soul Band, which is a country rock band, and I never listened to country, but these guys are great. And I wrote the song "Good Times, Bad Times." You know, so yeah, I'm ripping everybody off. I just want to let you know right now.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Exactly, exactly. That is 100% true, Joe. Oh my gosh.
The only thing I won't rip off is your lyrics, okay? I promise you that.
That's good. That's good. Guys, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Let me spin a song and we'll be back.
You got it.
Thank you. Stuck looking at this mountain, working up the nerve, thinking about climbing. Extend so vertically that I can't see the sun. Thinking about climbing ain't fun. If you make mountains out of molehills, you'll only make it worse. Manufacture problems, but you're calling it a curse. Just focus on the lessons you got. About the mountains, you got faith to make them move. Sitting there just wondering if it will or if it won't. The thing that really matters is if you do or if you don't. Overthinking it. Focus on the climb and not the fall. If you make mountains out of molehills, you'll only make it worse. Manufacture problems, but you're calling it a curse. Just focus on the lessons, you've got nothing left to prove. Don't worry about the mountains, got faith to make them move. Don't worry about the mountains, you got faith to make them move. Could be gold in them mountains, you could be missing out on wins. If you keep sticking to avoidance, if you give up and never give in, outside your comfort zone is where the growth begins. If you make mountains out of molehills, you'll only make it worse. Manufacture problems, but you're calling it a curse. Just focus on the lessons, you got nothing left to prove. Don't worry about the mountains, you got faith to make them move. You make mountains out of molehills, you'll only manufacture problems, but you're calling it a curse. Just focus on the lessons, you got nothing left to prove. Don't worry about the mountains, you got faith to make them
and we're back. Yep. Sorry, I missed my mark. I said we were going live. I was going to do a countdown. I was like, oh, no, we're live.
Yeah, the wheels have officially come off.
You just, that's it. You know, there's always something that happens when it's live. I've gone through so many things being live with, especially being online. I've, you know, there's been a night or two that my station has sounded like aliens have taken over. Sometimes I forget to push the mic talk button. Sometimes you lose the internet. Sometimes right. You don't know where you are. Sometimes, like, oh my God. In the beginning, when I first started doing this, like, I'm never going to remember all this stuff and look at this screen and using the mix program and controllers and like, what the hell have I gotten myself into? But hey, I'm learning.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my gosh. So with me tonight, I have C. Stevens of Asphalt Jungle and Joe Bowie of Reign of Fire. Guys, thanks so much for being here tonight. What are you guys going on this weekend? You got, well, you two don't do any touring, right?
No,
I don't tour.
No.
So we don't either.
That's cool. You know, no. You're all going to be in your studios.
Yep. You know it.
Where are the guys? Oh, they're in their studio.
That's my wife.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Sorry, Mom. No grandkids.
Just musical notes.
Yep. She is my biggest fan next to you, Deb.
No, okay. All right. Well, I've got enough grandkids for everybody. I got 13. So.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've always said you adopted me.
I did.
I do feel that way. So.
So you got 14.
Yeah. That's it. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Anybody that knows me will say, yeah, that's about right. He is a 4-year-old.
Oh, my God. You guys are too much. Oh, but thank you for making tonight fun. That is for sure. Sintel, I hope you're enjoying tonight. I did get to play Mountains for You by Bone Locker. Absolutely. That was a great song. Thanks for that request. Right, guys?
Chris,
oh, my gosh.
Bone Locker rocks. He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Nice guy. We have that. Do either one of you follow P-Mad over in Ireland?
Oh, yeah. P-Mad's my boy.
P-Mad rocks. He's awesome. He's one of the best guys I connected with in the community.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I connected with him last year. I interviewed him. Oh my gosh, we had a great time with that interview as well. And so he does the Best of Irish Indie on Saturday, live over in Ireland. And then we rebroadcast it on, Sunday afternoon before my Sunday show, Best of Irish Indie. Yeah. What a great guy. Oh my gosh. Another one that doesn't stop either. Whoa.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah, I like his music too, and he also his songs always tell a story as well. He has sent me his newest one, Missing, so I'll be playing that tonight as well. So yeah, guys,
he's such a great guy.
Those of you are listening, if you're not following P Mad, that is lowercase P with a capital M A D.
Capital M.
Yeah, capital M because you. Because if you put
he's mad.
Yeah, he's crazy. Oh my gosh! But if you put it, if you put it in the search bar, just PMAD, just lowercase, it comes up as a medical condition.
Right. So fitting. Sorry, P-Man, I had to do it, man. If you know his sense of humor, he'll get that.
Nothing but love, P-Man.
Oh my God, absolutely. When we were talking and asking about the, P-Man, which is actually his initials, is what it turns out to be. But without putting the way that he has to write it, it did come up, by the way, with the medical condition, or it was also a shortened name for an accounting company over in, I don't even remember where the heck he said, but we got a good laugh out of that. So between a medical condition and an accounting, accounting place over in somewhere in Europe, like, okay, leave it to Paul.
That's the capital M.
Yeah, just the capital. Remember that capital M. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. And who else do you guys follow that you really like?
Say that again.
Who else do you like?
There's so many.
Yeah, who do you like?
You had Hysteria.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hysteria. You had him on earlier. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love Atomic Elman. As a matter of fact, Atomic Elman and I are working on some collaborations.
Oh,
sweet.
There's just so many awesome people in the community. Across the Frostlands. They're awesome.
Oh my God!
Oh God, they're great. That new song they got out.
Changing Methods. The guys out of KC.
Those guys are great.
They are the ultimate community supporters.
Oh my gosh!
They're
awesome
guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mine. mine are going to be, well, you know, I love my boys and my girl Melissa over there, Anger Overdose. The next one I'm going to say, they got a national recording contract, but I love them. And they're down your way, by the way, Joe. That's Kickstand Jenny. I love Kickstand Jenny.
Oh, wow.
I love what they do. Great band there. Eating on Fire. Amy Gold is just one hell of a vocalist. Yeah, and then Bobby Kane. And a guy who I don't understand why he does not have a contract.
I know, right?
Yeah, he's such a talented dude.
He is so talented.
Oh, my God.
All what he does is just amazing. You know, and funny. One of the nicest guys.
He's such a great guy. And I was watching an episode of Vox and Guest, and they played one of his songs. He was one of the guest hosts on it. And I was just on like a week and a half ago, but he was on the week before. And he had submitted his song to them, and they said, "Hey, Bobby, do you have a video for it?" He said, "No, I don't, but give me a little bit." And the next day, he did a music video that you would have sworn he would have had to spend weeks in production getting this done.
Wow.
And he did it in like a couple hours and submitted it to
him. Wow.
He's just so talented. Bobby's so talented.
Ultimately talented. He's awesome.
He is. Wow. Yeah. Ah, lovely. Yeah, I follow all of them too, as well. Drunk and Lonely.
Love those guys. Drew is awesome.
Yeah.
Love Freaky Things. Yep. Mechanic Gay.
Joe and Chucky from Freaky. You know,
Joe
right?
Chucky,
yeah.
Hilarious. Just
yes.
Hilarious. It's awesome.
They are.
And you know, the whole Vox and Guest crew. You know, Greg and Christine are just incredible. All just awesome people.
Yeah, I follow them too.
You can't forget Truth Music. I Am Marshall. Same people.
Right.
Love what he does. Oh yeah. He spins all of our stuff too. Let's see who else. Little Shannon Darcy from over there in England. Oh, she's amazing too.
Tension Splash.
There you go. Troubled Spirit. I love those guys.
Yep.
Oh, Crimson Asphalt from Canada.
Crimson Asphalt. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sacred Zone. Sacred Zone, Dark Sun Cult. There's so many.
Yeah, Deb, you just opened Pandora's box. I don't think we're going to get off the air before midnight.
We could list them all night.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love hearing. And this is, again, it's supporting the indie artist community. I mean, where else could you go and have this conversation, right?
Exactly.
You know? If I ask that question.
EWL.
There you go.
If he doesn't give to everybody in this community, it's amazing. Because he suddenly kind of had this idea that, hey, you know what, I'm going to do a review show. And it has taken off. It's what I do on Friday nights now.
That's so cool.
Oh, and the other one that came on the scene here lately that's just exploded, Berlow's Band.
Steven Anderson. He's an awesome guy.
Yep.
Yeah. And his stuff is just his posts and his stuff on YouTube is just boom.
Yeah. And his stuff reminds me of something that should be in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
There you go. Thanks. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, and, my God. The White House.
Another group of guys, Sweet Beats, what they're doing with setting up playlists to get everybody's numbers up. I mean, they have burned the midnight oil to try and get everybody as much exposure and involvement.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And Christopher from Dukester Podcast.
Yep. No, those guys are unbelievable.
I mean, he's a one-man operation, and what he does, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yep. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Joe, I think it's Joe over at Foscrum Records, too. He does that.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. What's the other one? It's like Dukester. Oh, I can't remember the guy's name. Never mind. Gosh, I feel so bad right now.
That's all right. It'll come to you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll wake up and go, there it is.
Rick Gordon does a lot of the same stuff. Rick Gordon, he's an old school guy. I mean, he's been around forever. Mm-hmm. He and I joke about being like the godfathers of the community because we're all old. But he's got boundless energy. He's always involved and he's always...
That's awesome. Well, gentlemen,
I picked up a new one. Just the last one, I promise.
Okay.
I think I'm saying this right. The Do Raiders. I think they're called the Do Raiders. Hey, great bunch of guys, bluesy type, you know, stuff. these guys just started following me, and I thought, okay, I'll go check them out. And yeah, I love those guys too. So,
oh, I'll have
yeah.
to go check them out. Awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, gentlemen, I am going to have to interrupt. You guys have been absolutely awesome. I appreciate the both of you coming on and talking with me tonight and sharing all about who you are, Rain of Fire and Asphalt Jungle. I do appreciate the both of you. And Sintel, we all are sending our best, our love, and our well wishes for you and your mom. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. I'm going to spin a song and say goodbye to you guys. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah. the safe side.
So why?
Hi, I'm Mark Johnston, and you're listening to R2RB, Real to Real Broadcasting.
And I'm back. It is halfway through the week. What a great night. Thank you so much, Joe from Rain of Fire and C. Stevens of Asphalt Jungle. I enjoyed that so much. Yeah, we had a great conversation. Hope you all enjoyed it too. Great music tonight. Thank you to everybody that sends me some MP3s. I do go and purchase also from, I purchase most of my, between Bandcamp and iTunes. But I do appreciate everybody reaching out to me. And I get to share all the music here with you guys. So it's been a night. I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I've got a couple more songs I'm going to play to finish out the evening. And again, Sintel and his mom, Deb, our best wishes, prayers, and our thoughts. Again, if you can go to the R2RB events page and the event for tonight's show, there is a link to the GoFundMe for Sintel and his mom, Deborah. And then you can also find it on Sintel's Facebook page as well. So just real quick, what's going on with me? Well, I've been on vacation all week. And it's rained for the last 3 days. Come on, it's crazy. Let's see. Just real quick about Second Chance Ranch, as I always like to talk about that. I have a birthday coming up next week. It actually will be next Wednesday, so hopefully everybody will come out, come and hang out with me to celebrate a, it's a big one for me. it hasn't quite hit me. Well, I won't lie. Well, no, I don't know. But I was when we were off air, I was talking with Joe and C. Stevens, and I said, you know, it's not so bad. I know I'm turning 65, but what really irks me the most is I keep getting this mail saying, oh, you're going to be 65. Are you ready for Social Security and Medicare? It's like, no, I'm not ready. I'm not, you know, it's just a number. Yes, I swear to God, for the last 6 months, I've been getting mail reminding me of my birthday, and then I'm going to be turning 65. Like, give me a break, but send me money instead or a birthday cake. Enough with Social Security and Medicare. Oh, my God. Anyway, so next week, join me, Deb LaMotta, halfway through the week, starting at 8 p.m. Not quite sure. Well, I take that back. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have Christina Isaac on with me. How could I forget that? If you if you are not following Christina, please go follow her, like her, comment, share her. And oh my gosh, she has a new single out. Go buy that. Go stream it and buy it. Do both many times. She will be joining me live next Wednesday, and she's got a great journey herself. So we'll be talking about that and her music and where she's been, what she's doing, and what is in the foreseeable future for her. So stay tuned for that. Then the following week, I will have my interview with Xavier J. Oh my gosh, Xavier is from England. We had a great conversation. I did pre-record because of the time difference. He is a, he's amazing already. I'm not even going to tell you. You got to listen to the interview, and please go find him, like him, share him as well. You can find his music on Bandcamp. Please go support both of those indie artists. And then on the 24th, as I mentioned earlier, his theory will be on, excuse me, again, pre-recorded because Charles is over in France. Both interviews, very different, very enjoyable, very different in music, but enjoyed each one, and all the indie artists in their own right, in their own area of their own music, are just fantastic. So that is what's coming up in the R2RB indie artist interviews. I've got some great stuff coming up on Sunday shows, Out of the Attic Live from Delaware. This Sunday, Irina Turner of Arts by Angelova in Middletown, Delaware. And, oh my gosh. She's an indie artist, right? So go find her, like her, and share her beautiful artwork. She has a gallery, excuse me, that she has an exhibit going on right now called The Bloom. So if you are here local, please go check it out. The following week will be Gypsy Grove Creations. Oh my God, these two women. We had such a great time. excuse me, if you don't know by now, I do enjoy doing these interviews. I have met some of the nicest people in women entrepreneurs and in indie artists. So, and Mary and Ashley, I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. So stay tuned for that. And then following on the 21st is Second Chance Ranch. Kara Sabo, owner, part owner, her husband and she own Second Chance Ranch Rescue. That is what I started my conversation out and took the long road to get to this point. I know it's a lot of fundraising. I know there's people always asking for money, and it's all for a good cause. And whatever anybody can possibly donate to Second Chance Ranch, I have started a fundraiser for my 65th birthday. So in celebration of me, and to be able to help a rescue horse and to do some projects around the rescue, I would be honored if any of you could do anything that you possibly could donate to that. I know I've been there. I know there's so many things out there, and we all, you know, they all need some help. But that's what I'm asking for my birthday. I'm gonna be 65. That's it. Nothing else, I think. I might have a list or two. No, just kidding. Anyway, all right, that's enough of my blah, 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 blah. Second Chance Rescue in Felton, Delaware. It's 2crde.org. Go check them out. Please go check them out. At least follow them. Great people. Really just, Kara and Christian are just, again, some of the nicest people that I have met here in Delaware. I really have met a lot of nice people along the way, so I am very fortunate and I am very thankful. And I will be back, so don't go anywhere.
Every day is the same, clocking, clock out. want to open up minds like Morpheus, warping and morphing thoughts like a contortionist. Head full of melodies for the chorus, coming in hard, horns up, call me Taurus. Wish I could fly high like Horus, carving out my own path with sureness. Spent years waiting for a band to call, but every time I look, I see that the door shut. But like a bull in a china shop, it's rock meets hip hop, hitting so hard it makes your heart stop. Breaking the silence like a pin drop, jamming those riffs that snap like a flip flop. Tip hop like a wave, not a drip drop. Horsepower in a gallop, not a clip clop. Chop chop on the clock like tick tock. We switch off when it's time for a pit stop. Wish I had known that from the get-go.
Just do it yourself. Walk through the door, 'cause time waits for no one.
'Cause time doesn't wait for anyone. Gotta keep that door in and get it done. You never catch me voting Tory, and I'm always ready to hear a man's story. But I gotta keep swimming like Dory, doing my music for therapy, not glory. I was waiting for a band to call me, and didn't really know what the future might be. It took its toll on my self-esteem, but now I'm ready with rhymes like a nursery. 'Cause when I write, I ignite, and I travel through time. Speaking my mind, I take it line by line. Seeking rhythm and rhyme, in this drifting, shifting life of mine. As I open up my mind's eye, I can see everything that lies inside. And you're by my side for the ride, through the motion of the ocean and the waves of the tide.
Just do it yourself. What you waiting for? Another rising of the sun.
Never hold back or let go. Wish I had known that from the get-go.
Hey, this is C. Stevens of Asphalt Jungle, and you're listening to Halfway Through the Week with your host, Deb LaMotta.
How's that for some good music to close? Good music to close out this show tonight. Can't Quench the Fire by Paralandra and Nick Lang. Do it yourself. Nick Lang is from the UK, and I just started listening to his music recently, and like, oh my god. I don't have enough time, but I'm going to have to play and spin his music again and find out more what I know about him. I want to share more about him, but on another show. This has been an awesome night, everybody. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Please tune in Sunday night to Out of the Attic Live from Delaware starting at 7 p.m. And yes, please check in next Wednesday night and wish me a happy birthday on Halfway Through the Week. Everybody have, be safe, stay well, and peace out. Are you ready to give your car the royal treatment it deserves? Look no further than Desmarais Detailing, located in Dover, Delaware. At Desmarais Detailing, Desi is more than just a car detailer. Desi is a car enthusiast who understands the value of sparkling, clean ride. With Desmarais Detailing, meticulous attention to detail, Desi will make your car shine like it's fresh off the showroom floor. Desi uses techniques to ensure every inch of your vehicle gleams with perfection. From exterior washes to interior deep cleans, Desmarais Detailing offers a range of services tailored to suit your car's needs. So why settle for anything less than Desmarais Detailing LLC? You can find Desmarais Detailing services and book an appointment right from their Facebook page, Desmarais Detailing LLC, or give Desi a call at 302-531-8890. Desmarais Detailing, where excellence meets every detail. Your car deserves the best. Choose Desmarais Detailing LLC.